Green Handling Equipment and MCN Nico Grain Dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Final score from Harbor Beach, Michigan finds Brown City with the victory, sweeping the Harbor Beach Pirates in the regular season with a 58-40 victory over the hosting Harbor Beach Pirates. It was 15-9 Brown City at the end of the first quarter. They extend that lead out to 12 at halftime, 31-19. They led by 19 at the end of the third quarter, 46-27. And they led by 18 at the end of regulation, 58-40. Brown City was led by Calvin Cook with 21, Andrew Geiger with 14, and Anthony Ford with 12. We'll have all the details coming up in 4 minutes with your WLW Sports postgame show.
You know, Amber, I never know what to get Walt for Valentine's Day. What do you get a guy for a cutesy, lovey-dovey holiday like that?
Well, Laura, I don't know about Walt, but I'm sure my Steve will be excited with the new phone I got him.
A new phone? I would have never thought of that.
Yeah, I stopped into Thumb Cellular and picked him up a brand new Samsung Galaxy S7. It was a great deal, too. They're $50 off now through February 14th. You can also get $10 off any S7 case when you buy one. But I went with a red case for them, and those and the pink ones are 25% off now through Valentine's Day. You can even get a 256GB memory card free with the mail-in offer direct from Samsung.
Really? That sounds a lot better than what I was going to get Walt. He would have looked really cute in that Cupid costume, though.
This sweetheart of a deal won't last long. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular to pick up the Valentine's present he'll thank you for. Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
WLEWFM, Bad Axe.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network as the Harbor Beach Pirates lose to Brown City 58-40 on their home court. Brown City now at 8-6 overall. Harbor Beach at 6-7. As Harbor Beach, we apologize for our little mishap there. We had a little confusion with the station there. As Brown City was led, like we said, with Calvin Cook with 21 points, Andrew Geiger with 14, Anthony Ford at 12, Cameron Revels then at 4, Caleb Muxlow with 3, Matt Calabro with 2, as well as Bobby Burgess with a late 2 in that ballgame. Zen Leszewski missed 2 free throws at the end of the ballgame as well. Brown City ended up at the free throw line for 6 for 16 for 37%, and ended up with 11 turnovers altogether. As far as rebounding goes, Brown City out-rebounded Harbor Beach 25-19. They have 20 defensive boards, 5 offensive boards. Harbor Beach 14 defensive, 5 on the offensive side of things. Harbor Beach was led by Ryan Seaman with 15 points, 8 of those in the first half, 7 of those in the fourth quarter. James Shelkey had 11, Mason Yon with 6, Brady Kirsch with 4, and Michael Halifax and Julian Tenerife each with 2. From the free throw line, the Pirates were 6 for 8 for 75% on the night altogether, and they had 12 turnovers. Brown City led as many by 21 points. In the first quarter, we had 3 lead changes and 3 ties. It was back and forth as Harbor Beach actually had first blood of the night with a 3-pointer from Ryan Seaman, made 3-0. Then it was all Brown City after that.
Just couldn't keep up the pace. As far as shooting is concerned, Brown City had a field day today. Grand total, 22 for 54, 40%. That's pretty good for going on the road for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 15 for 48. That's 31% they practice here. So that gives you an idea of how what a difference the entire game was. As far as inside the arc, the Pirates were 11 for 34, 32%. They didn't find much success outside the arc. 4 for 14, 28%. I think you mentioned that they were 6 for 8, 75% from the foul line. As far as Brown City was concerned, they were 5 for 12 outside the arc, 41%. 17 for 42, 40% on the inside, pretty consistent. And then they were 7 for 18. That doesn't compute as far as free throws are concerned.
I had 6 for 16.
Okay, we missed one somewhere where we didn't agree, but that's no big deal because
I'm sure
either way,
I actually believe you more than me.
38%, that's what I had them.
They had 7 makes in the second half.
And this just did not make sense to me how they could be so adept at shooting except for when you're not guarded.
It's a weird phenomenon, you know. It's when you're not guarded, it's more difficult sometimes. I'll agree to that one.
Well, okay, just close your eyes and then just throw it up there and see what happens. Anyways, didn't quite turn out to be the type of ball game we were hoping for, but as far as the game was, the style, it did go to Brown City. It was right in their wheelhouse, and they took full advantage of it. As far as the Pirates, they'll just regroup. They've got, you know, there's always a tomorrow, and build towards districts.
Doing some quick math here, Brown City was actually 9 for 21 from the free throw line of the night. What do you have?
I had them for 7 for 18, so.
I don't know.
It's somewhere close.
Somewhere around, yes, 7 for 18, yes. I was double adding there. Those are the alternative facts, if you will say. John, what are your final thoughts from tonight?
Wow.
Let's talk about Brown City, actually, for a second.
Actually,
this is an impressive team.
I like them. I really do.
As do I.
They've got four kids that can just flat-out play, and what I learned tonight is that they've got themselves a bench that
yes.
can come in there and play some very good quality minutes and give the starters some rest. I'm very impressed with Andrew Geiger. It's just amazing what he can do out there on the inside. He was unstoppable in the first half. And then, of course, Calvin Cook. Can anyone
wow.
stop him? Inside, outside, it doesn't much matter. This kid can
Five
flat
threes.
Out play. And Caleb Muxlow was just, you know, he was in steady state. He had 3 points tonight. But, you know, they didn't need him to go out and score. He went ahead and he was like the policeman in the paint. No one was going in the paint with him around. And then, of course, Anthony Ford. He had himself a really nice ball game. He's just a good ball player. He's a senior or a leader. And I got a lot of respect for Matt Calibro. He really plays some really nice defense out there. They're very impressive as far as the team is concerned. Got a lot of good minutes out of Zen Lewinsky. Leshevsky.
Leshevsky, there you go.
There were some others out there. Hey, Enzo Lasso got on.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so we're pretty happy with that. We wish the Brown City Green Devils all the luck in the world. They're going to be not more than likely winning the GT East, but they do have a good opener for their district. At home, and it's winnable. So we'll see what happens there.
And I take no offense to our listeners in Brown City, if anyone's even listening, but that gym just brings back nightmares for me from previous years, that's for sure. And now I'd love to call a game there, but they're right on the cusp there with the Verizon Thumb Sailor range, so it's never any good service, and I don't think we'll ever get down there.
That's too bad. It's the same thing with like Marlette, for example. It's very difficult to get the signal through.
Always good to see Brown City being here in town, and I've been meaning to say this for now a year and a half, but back in March of 2015, a friendly face that we got to know very well was Janet Stimson, who took the stats for Brown City for many years, and unfortunately she was killed in a car accident, sustained injuries in a car accident, and later passed away in March of 2015. So we miss Janet Stimson, and our hearts go out. We always loved seeing her out here on Press Row.
Yes, you know, it's hard to say goodbye to someone that you've seen for you know years. And then I'll tell you what, though, very adequately replaced. I'm sure she'd be proud of her replacement, as I believe that's
That's it's staying in the family of the Trochaks.
Yes,
there, yeah.
I think it was Mrs. Trochak. So